We're in Pirkei Gimel, still Mishnayis Vav and Zayin now. And we're going to be discussing in Mishnah Vav some additional halachas regarding Tumah of a bayis hamanuga. And in Mishnah Zayin, we're going to start discussing Tumah of the Metzorah himself, of human Metzorah, Nigei Adam. So by Nigei Bati, Mishnah Vav begins bayis. The configuration, as explained by Meforshim, is like this. Imagine the following. Just understand the theory. You have a small house, and built around and over the small house is a larger house. So the larger house is longer, wider, and taller than the small house. So the small house, the inner house, is bayis menuga. It has leprosy. And somebody comes in and stands in the space that's covered over by the larger house, but not yet, he's not yet into the smaller house, or is he touching it? So the Mishnah says, Bayishu Mesech al Gabi Bayis HaManuga. If a house is covering over a house that's a Bayis HaManuga, V'chein Ilu, and the same thing applies if a tree is over the house, part of the tree is over the house, the other part of the tree is not, Shumesich al Gabi Bayis HaManuga, and a tree is covering over, giving shade over Bayis HaManuga, so it's an Ohel. Hanichlas l'chitzon tohar. The person who, in the case of the house, who enters into the outer house, the larger house, without entering or touching the smaller house, or in the case of the tree, he enters in the part of the tree that's not shading the, that's not over the larger house, but he hasn't gone into the larger house, he's just under the Ohel. So Hanichlas l'chitzon tohar, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah paskins that he's tohar. We don't pass him like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we'll see in a moment, but I just want to read the Teferis Yisrael, who gives a rationale. The concept of Ohel, generally when we speak about a mace, we're talking about metaltalin, our Mekabil Tumah from the mace under Ohel, but not Mechuber. But Hilchus, general Hilchus Tumah, there's no Tumah by Mechuber. So the Chiddush here in Bayis HaManuga that there's Tumah by Mechuber. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, I'll read the Tiferes Yisrael, the Sfira lay the Dafke b'bolas ochom, that only if the person actually enters into the house, or b'noga b'evan mundagas, or if he's outside, he touches the stone, even then, remember in a Bayis Musker, even the stone itself from the outside is metame. So even though the house is attached to the ground, the person becomes tomis. But if another entity, which is tohar, is being mahil over the tohardic person and the bayis hamanuga, calls man shemuchuber ein mekabel tumah. As long as the Bayis HaManuga is an entity that's Mechuber, so that far we don't extend its power to give Tumah under a Ohel to a Tohar who's standing not within the house or not touching the Bayis HaManuga, but under a different house or under a tree that serves as an Ohel. And Mechuber means attached to the ground and metatl and immovable. Omer Rabbi Elazar, challenges Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar says, Imayim evenachas mimenu mitami bibia. What if one stone from a bayis hamanuga will be brought under an ohel, will be brought into a house that's tohar? It would mitami that house. So hu atzmo lo yitami bibia, won't itself be mitami bibia? So you see that he extends the concept of entry, not just to being entering in, but being in. That being in is no less than entering in. That's what he says. Umayim even achas should be bayis hamanuga mitama kol asher biyohel is mitama anything under in an ohel. Habayis kulo shehu tachas bayis achir. A bayis itself which is under another house, lo kol shekein. How much more so it should be mitami? She yitami kol ma she besocha chitzon v'halochak Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Elazar. The halach is like Rabbi Elazar. Actually, in the Shini Nischos, they bring down that there are Nischos that have here Rabbi Eliezer, And that seems to be in the Rav also had probably had that Pirush Rav, the Kesef Mishnah, and had that Girsa of Rabbi Eliezer. So there was a Rabbi, a Nuscha of Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'im Evanachas Minu Mitami Bibia, Huatzma Lo Yitami Bibia. So he makes no distinction between entry and just being there for Sandra and Ohel. Mishnah Zion now speaks about the Tumah, both of the Mitzorah and an Evan Menuga, as we'll see. Hatome Omeid, Omeid is Lavdavka Omeid, a person who has Tsaras, Mitzorah, whose Tome is standing or sitting. Tacha Su'ilun Vahatohar Over, Tome. So the Tome has position, let me read the Rav. Vatohar Over Tome, Deksiv, Bimitzorah, Michutz Lamachane Moshevo. Outside of the camp is his place. Is his location. Mikan, from here we learn Shemoshavo Tomei, that his place, his location is Tomei. Hilchuk Shehatomei Omei Tachasu Ilon, if the Tomei goes underneath the tree, Nasimokamu Ilon Moshavo, the place of the tree is his location. Viator Over Shem Tomei, and the Tohar who's passing through underneath this Emohel is Tomei. Avul Shahatome Over, however, as we'll see, if the Tomei is the one who's passing through, doesn't look, the Eno Ome Lafusham, and he doesn't stop to pause to rest there, Ein Zikori Moshevo, it's not called his location. The Yafel Pisha Tor Yoshusham, even though the Tohar is sitting there, he has location. Tohar, he remains Tohar, Veinu Mekabel Tumah. So Hatomei Omeid, Tachasu Ilan, Vahatohar Over, and the Tohar passes through, Tomei. The Tohar becomes Tomei. Hator Omei Tachas Ilon, if a Torah is sitting or standing underneath the tree as fixed position, the Hatomei Over, and the Tomei is passing through and never stops to rest, he constantly is moving. So a Tumah Overis, we see a Tumah Overis is not Metame, in Beohel. The Hatomei Over, and the Tomei is passing through, the Torah remains Torah. Im Omad, if the Tomei paused for a moment, or he stood there for a second, even for a second, Tomei, then the Torah becomes Tomei, because he, just by standing there, or waiting there momentarily, he achieves, acquires position. V'chein be'evin hamunugas, and the same thing applies to a stone that has leprosy. And the Rav explains, Im Adam Anosa over Tachasu Ilon, HaTohar Omeid Shom Lo Nidma. If a person is carrying an Evan Hamanugas, a stone from a leprous house, and he's carrying it, and he passes under a tree, and he keeps moving, he doesn't stop, like the Mitzorah himself, he doesn't stop, he just keeps moving, so it's Tumah Overis, it's just transient Tumah, so the Torah remains Tohar. But if the person carrying it, he says puts it down, but even if he's not hinicha, the Rav says, who didn't feel lo hinicha, as long as he elo sho'omad hanosui, but the one who carries it doesn't have to put it down, even just stands there, he stops, and he's still carrying it, hari zeh tomei, then the person whose Torah is tomei, and that's Mishnah Zayin.